Deliver the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Today, as we hear the gospel, it's talking about Saint John the Baptist, and we need to know actually why the church put this gospel for us today. Today is the first week of the first month of the new year, which is the 7th of Tut. The theme of this the whole month is about repentance. The theme of the last month, it was about the fruits in our spiritual life. For that the church wanted to tell us how we can have fruit in our life via the repentance. The gospel which we read today is about from the Luke 7, 28, 35, and our Lord Jesus Christ said that, "For I say to you, among those born on the woman's, there is not a greater prophet than St. John the Baptist." That our Lord Jesus Christ, he talk about him, and then he tell us that he is the greatest one among all the prophets. What we are going to talk about for a quick point today, we are going to talk about Saint John the Baptist, why the church put his gospel today. The second point about repentance. We are going to talking about 12 points, and also the sin 12 points, and the how to repent 12 points. Don't be afraid, there are 36. But they are not much. For that we are going to go quickly about each one of them, and then we see actually how we are going to benefit from that. St. John the Baptist, why we put St. John the Baptist today, the gospel about? The call of St. John the Baptist, when he came to make the way for our Lord Jesus Christ, for that his message is about repentance. This is his great message. He tell the people, repent. Repentance is very, very important in our life. With that today, we are going to talk about repentance. The second point about St. John, the church celebrate the anniversary of the martyr of St. John on the 2nd of Tut. 2nd of Tut is a celebration of the St. John, the martyr of St. John the Beloved, St. John the Baptist. This is actually why also we read his gospel today. St. John, he is the last prophet in the Old Testament, for that he is a combination or is the connection between the Old Testament and the New Testament. And that this week is the first week between what? The old year and the new year. For that, this is actually why the church wanted to tell us about him. Since St. John, he was the connections between the Old Testament and the New Testament, today also the first week is a connection between the previous Coptic year and this Coptic year. The last point, the gospel is giving us by the church on the first Sunday after the Feast of the Martyrs. Of course, we know the beginning of our Coptic calendar is the martyr Coptic calendar. For that, and St. John is the martyred. For that, this is actually why the church also read about him about today, about the gospel. What St. John said the people to, when he find all the people coming to him to be baptized, he said that therefore bear fruit worthy of the repentance. It means if we repent, then the fruit will come in our life. If you want to have a spiritual fruit in your life, then you need to repent. Why? Because, and even now, the axe is led to the root of the tree. Each one of us is like a tree. If this tree is not going to bear fruit, it will be cut, like these pictures which you see it here. You see, they cut the tree. Why this tree is cut? Because it has no fruit in it, on it. Exactly like our Lord, when he tried to find fruits from the fig tree and he find no fruit, for that he cursed it. For this is actually what it is. For that today is the message of the repentance. What is a repentance? A lot of time we talk about the repentance, but what is a repentance? How I can live the repentance life? There is a 12 point we are going to go through them. Of course, each one of them, it can be a sermon by itself. But we are going to give you some ideas what is a repentance is. For that, try to catch some of these 12 points. If you catch one or two or three, whatever you feel that it's good for my life, and if you have a piece of paper and pen, you can write it down for that you will not forget it. As the sin is a separation from God, repentance is returning to God. By repentance, you are going to come back to God. Why? Because the separation, the sin is separating us from God. For that, if you want to return to God, the only way is a repentance. What Malachi said, that return to me and I will return to you. The problem sometimes we feel God is not in our life. Why? not because of him but because of us. Why? Because we are not returning back to him to allow him to return back to us. For that repentance is returning to God. Repentance is a human longing to the original from which it was taken. I read one quick, I heard one sermon about, it cannot be that God create all the heaven and the earth in millions of years, and in the end he create Adam to live 100 years and that's it. It cannot be like that. For that the God, when he create Adam and Eve, he create them to be with him forever. For that repentance is going to return back, to return us back to our original position. And then of course we know about the prodigal son. We heard about him in Luke 15. He returned to his father. When he wake up, what he said that I need to return to my father. How I'm going to return to my father? I will return to my father via what? Via the repentance. Number three, as the sin is disputing for the God, the repentance is reconciliation with God. If you want to have a good relation between you and God, then the only way is the repentance. Repentance is a spiritual awakening, like somebody sleeping and then he won't wake up. Normally in the morning you find yourself after you sleep 7-8 hours, you find yourself is going to what? You are going to wake up by yourself, even if you didn't put an alarm or something. But the sin is not like that. If you sleep in the sin, the repentance is the alarm is going to wake up you up, otherwise you are going to sleep. And if you sleep for long time, maybe the life will end and then you find yourself is asleep, and then this day will come to you like a thief. For that repentance is the alarm which is going to wake up from the sin. Also, repentance is transfer from death to life. Anybody living in a sin, he's like a dead person. He's like exactly a dead person. Why? Because actually he's totally away from God. Because if you are with God, it means you are alive. Separation from God is death. Awake you who sleep, arise from the dead, and the Christ will give you light. For that, this is actually a nice verse. I hope that we remember them. Repentance is a freedom from the slavery of the sin and the devil. Like you see this little drawing, I like always to put it. If somebody in a sin is like this, what you call it, puppet, or what, I don't know what you call it, that stuff which you play it with the fingers, with ropes like that, like this picture. For that, actually, this is what, if you are in a sin, you are in the hand of the devil, he can do whatever he wanted to do with you. But the repentance is freedom from his hand. If you wanted to cut all this kind of ropes which is connecting between us and the devil, that the repentance is the only way to do so. Repentance also is a forsaking sin because of the love of God. I love you, God, too much that I'm going to get rid from the sin which I like it. Because sometimes we have some sin, it's what you call it, the spiritual father say about it, I love this one, I don't like, I cannot give this away, I cannot do this, I cannot do that. But if you love God more than anything, then you find the repentance is easy. Because why? Because you are going to go back to him. Repentance is a complete change in the personal life. It's a change in the life of person. When we change our life to a good life by repentance, we feel that I have a change. You say, oh, yesterday I was doing so and so, and today I'm not doing this and this. And by the way, repentance, we cannot do it also only by ourselves. Don't say it's very hard, because God is going to help you. Only what you need just to start, and then he's going to take your hand and he's going to pull you up. Repentance also is a renewal of the mind. You need to change your mind. You need to change how I am thinking. Because it depends how I am thinking, and it depends what is the core file in my mind. Of course, all of us know computers. There is a lot of files in your machine. But there is actually one particular file, is the core file, which when you turn on the computer, everything is turning around it. If this file is God, then you find actually your mind and all the stuff which is you are doing, it's going to turn around this core one. But if, as an example, this file is money, you find all your life is turning around the money. Everything in your life, you are doing it. Why? Because my core file in my mind is money. for that you find everything is turning around that. But if your core file in your mind is God and love of God, you find all the other stuff you are doing it during the whole day, during the whole life, the same core is what is God. For that it is actually renewal of the mind. You need to remove any kind of different file in your mind and then put this one and everything will turn around it. Repentance is a golden key. The Lord gave us a golden key which we can open the kingdom of God and go with it. This golden key is what is the repentance as well. For that the repentance is a golden key is given to each one of us, but it's up to you. Take it or leave it. If you don't need it, okay, then you have no key. When you go to the kingdom of God, you will not be able to enter. Why? Because you missed this key. Repentance also is the beginning of long journey. Repentance is not a moment or a day and that's it. No, it's a whole life. Start and never end. But you should start this way because this is actually a long journey, hand by hand with God. He's going to hold your hand and he's going to move you from one step to the other step and going up till you reach him. Also, repentance is a change of direction. This is always what is our church father telling us. Repentance is a change of direction. I was going left, now I need to go right, because right is the right way to the kingdom of God. Maybe before in my life I was going backward, now I need to go ahead. For that repentance, you need to go to the future. I need to change what? I need to change my direction. For that, this is actually a 12 point about what? About repentance. If you see in the other side, what is sin is? Sin is death, as repentance is live with God, then sin is death. Sin as well is impurity, and then also it is fornication. This is actually what God always represented himself with the people of the Israel. He told them that you betrayed me. Because why? Because you go through or you go following another idols. And then you leave me. For that the sin is the fornication to God. Also is the deletions and the losses. You feel that yourself is lost. If you are living sin, you feel that I'm lost. I don't know where I'm going. It's a lot of problems in my life. Sin is disgrace. You find no grace in my life. Also sin is defect and not victory. Some people sometimes when they are doing some kind of sin, they feel that, oh, I win. I cheat this person and I win so and so. And then you find the person is happy. Actually, it is totally opposite. Why? Because it is not a victory at all. It is a whole loss from A to Z. For that, if you find outside people and then you say, oh yeah, this guy is not with God and they find him successful and so on. Maybe he's going to be successful here, but he will not be, never will be successful in the eternal life. Why? Because it is not a victory at all. This is the deprivations from God. I will lose actually a kind of love between me and God. And also it is separation from him. We cannot be a sinful and then we can be with God in his eternal life. Nowadays, while we are on the earth, he's going to accept all the sinners. Don't say, no, I'm a sinner. Then God is not going to accept me or is going to love me. He loves all the sinners. This is actually what they tell him, or this is what the Pharisees are talking about him while he was in the earth. See that he's lover of the sinners and also the Pharisees. Yes, he is. He loves all of us, even what kind of sin we have. But you need to wake up and then you need to repent, for that when you are with him in the kingdom of God, you are going to be with him in that day. It's a fear and answered. It is a kind of fear inside each one of us. If you are going to sit with your father of confession and then you repent and then you sit with him, while you are leaving from sitting with him, you feel that you are light. Actually, I checked that my life myself. When I have some kind of sin and I go and then I repent, while you are going out, you find that you are smiling, you are happy. Why? Because God forgave all my sin. Now I am in a new person. I can start again. For that, this is actually what is repentance is. Number 10 is the oppositions to the Holy Spirit. Always the Holy Spirit in us is going to tell us what we're supposed to do, how we can repent, how we go up, and how we change our direction. If you are going to slow down and then didn't listen to that kind of voice inside you, it means you are working against the Holy Spirit. Sin also is a corruption that human nature, and this is why God came to us, because he wanted to return back the stuff which is corrupted. He wanted to return back Adam after corruption. He wanted to return him to his original face as it was before. Also, it is a torment of the conscience. It's actually what the 12th point about sin. Now the important point, what? How to repent. Now we know about the repentance, and now we know about the bad things about the sin. But how I can repent? This is a question. The first one, sit with yourself. You need to sit with yourself, and then you need to give a kind of what I did during the previous Coptic year. I always said that during the new year, new calendar year, everybody is celebrating. Today is the eve of the new year, and the people doing so and so. But what about the Coptic year? The Coptic year is like any year, and this is actually our original calendar. For that, you need to sit with between you and yourself. Give a kind of what I did during the previous year and what I need to do in the coming year. And then you need to sit with yourself before you sit with your father of confession, and then write the points, what I need to do and what the sins I have in my life, and I need to sit with it and then start again. Avoid justifications and excuses. This is a problem when sometimes we feel on. No, I did that because of so and so. And then you find a voice inside you, oh no, don't worry, this is a small stuff. There is another people outside doing this and this and this. But you are doing nothing. No, this is small stuff, it doesn't matter. There is nothing like that. This is actually what devil tried to do. He wanted to prevent us from repentance, because he knew as soon as we start this road, it means we are not going to be under his control anymore. And this is actually what he didn't like. He liked to keep us under his control. But this is actually what we're supposed to do. You need to just don't give any excuses to yourself. Number three, don't delay repentance and don't lose a chance. Don't lose a chance. We don't know what is the end of the world is, and we don't know what the end of our life is. For that, as the verse say that, behold now. He didn't say behold tomorrow or after an hour. Now it means now. Is the accepted time? Behold now is the day of salvation. For that, this is today we have a chance. Maybe tomorrow I will not have this chance. And I tell you, a million of people who they left our land and now we don't know where they are, they need to come and then come again even for a second and got a chance which we have it now in our hand, but we lose it. And then for the don't delay repentance, confession, partaking from the holy mysteries, we don't know what will happen tomorrow. We don't know what will happen tomorrow. For that, don't delay repentance and don't lose a chance. Don't harden your heart. This is also another big problem. Sometimes we harden our heart and then we close our ears. We don't like to hear anything. I know what I'm doing. I'm happy with where I am. And that's it. But this is actually, it's a big, big mistake. Today, and also you see, today, now, if you will hear his voice, don't harden your hearts. This is Hebrews 3:15. And if you see the rest of that, St. Paul is comparing between us and the people of Israelites when they left Egypt and they hardened their heart in the desert for 40 years, and that at the end that all of them accepted to didn't go to the Canaan. But don't harden your heart. Be aware of the small foxes. You see the small foxes which I put them here? They look nice. They are very nice. If you catch them, I hope if you have one of them, you started to tap on it. Why? Because they look nice. This is the small sin is. It is nice looking, but inside is what? It's going to go inside and it's going to eat what? The grapes. It's going to what? Make it mess. And after a while, you find actually none of the fruits in your life. Why? Because we allow these little small foxes to come and catch in us. Catch us the foxes, the little foxes that spoil the vines. This is we find in Songs of Song chapter 2. This small foxes is going to go inside our life and start to eat what? Any fruit we have. For that we need to catch them. Small foxes, it means what? A small sin, which sometimes say no it doesn't matter this is small no problem كذبة بيضة مش عارفة ايه والحاجات دي كلها فكل this is actually what the small foxes is affecting what the vineyard avoid stumbling blocks and escape from the source of sin we need to escape from the source of sin any place you feel this place is not right or maybe it's going to end with a sin don't go to it at all we need to escape from these places as we remember Joseph when he escaped from what from Potiphar's wife why he escaped even he left his robe he ran away because he know if he sit and start to negotiate then he's going to lose and this actually what is a sin is you find the devil come in our mind start to negotiating between us and him it's ending we are going to end with what losing the battle for that escape from the sin don't tolerate sin don't tolerate the sin don't feel yeah maybe I'm going just to do this and I know myself I will not fail in this I know I am sure this is normally what the problem is if you are sure from yourself then you need to know this is the beginning of falling down we always say no we are going to do this and this with what with God who is helping me I know the devil is strong by the way guys he is very very strong we cannot say no he is not he is but with God on us we are stronger than him but only if us then of course he is going what he is going to attack us assess your behavior and be aware of those guys in the and the lambs this actually was sometimes the devil come to us or the other people coming and putting the mask of the lamb but he is not a lamb under the mask there is a big wolf but he put a mask to be able to come to us we feel that things looks nice but actually under it it is a bad sin and there is a death flee from your beloved sins and treat your points of weaknesses each one of us know the points of his weaknesses you need to treat it and then you need to sit with your father of confession tell him I have this kind of sin I try many times but I feel I always fail on it how I can take care of that please give me the medicine which it helped me to cure and this actually it's a very important point as well be concerned with your eternity and calculate the cost we need to calculate the cost what is the cost is the cost I need to reach the kingdom of God I need to have a good relationship between me and God then you need to sit between you and yourself and then you need to see the cost and then I'm going to be doing anything here because here I have a counted year each one of us has a counted year but eternal life believe me eternal life it is worth anything you are going to lose it here or any sin you love you are going to leave it here why because here is accounted years but there is uncounted years for that this is actually what you need to do keep God's love in order to cast out the love of sin you need to compare which one I love more I love God more or I love this sin more sometimes people actually even sometimes they didn't like to take communion and I check with them why they say no when I wake up in the morning I should first thing drink a cup of coffee can you give me permission to take communion after a cup of coffee so what no of course not we cannot you cannot take your cup of coffee and do whatever you want and then come and take communion it is not which one you love more you love God and you love his Holy Spirit and then you love actually the blood and precious blood and the body of our Lord Jesus Christ of your cup of coffee for that this is actually what sometimes we are doing for that we need to keep God's love in order to cast out the love of sin any things you do it if you love God from all your heart you are going to live any sin you love wrestles with God and obtain help from him tell him I'm not going to leave you before you bless me I'm going to enter the church today during the liturgy I'm going to pray from all my heart to have a new life to start a new calendar year Coptic year from now I need to sit with myself and I need to wrestle with God tell him I'm not going to leave the place without you bless me I'm not going to leave the place without I'm going to forgive and I'm going to give out this kind of sin which I love Why? Because I need to love you. I need to become very close to you from now till the end of my life. The summary which we talk about today is about why we read about the Gospel of St. John today and what is the repentance is. And this is actually the other 12 points. I don't like to go through them again. And also what sin is and how to repent. For this is actually the 4 points which we talk about. It's very, very important to start with the Lord and then repent, and then we know now what the repentance is, and then you need to start, and then God will be with all of us, and the glory be to God forever and ever. Amen.